Our guest here, Brooke.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And thank Mr. Budzinski and Mrs. Cook for getting you guys up here to be our guest here. And it's a little something a little different. I thought I'd try. All right. Thank you very much, Brooke.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in BedEx. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton Parker and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hileski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry at a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifle, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight-in services available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock, from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
All right, we're back here at halftime. This is your halftime show brought to you by Cruise 102.1, with the Pirates leading 21-0 over the Green Devils of Brown City. And we have our fourth guest, and your name is?
Jesse Rogenbuck.
Jesse, what grade are you in?
10th.
10th, and what's your sport, Jesse?
Soccer.
Soccer, and where do you play on soccer?
I play forward and goalie.
Forward and goalie?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like playing goalie, them kicking the ball at you all the time?
I don't mind it. It's actually kind of fun to me.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite class?
World history.
Oh, boy, some heavy stuff you get. Well, as we look into the future, where do you think you might go?
I'm thinking Michigan Tech or Michigan State.
What was that, Michigan State?
It took 10 weeks. We finally got a possible Spartan up here.
Oh, my goodness.
Favorite guest right here. No offense to anyone else, but favorite guest here.
Favorite guest. I mean, you got it made now when you call Clark. I mean, anything you want over there. Okay. Now, as far as, you know, Michigan Tech and your favorite class, is there any other sport, Jesse, you might do besides soccer?
Hockey or baseball.
Hockey or baseball. Well, I know you're a 10th grader, and we want to thank you for being our guest. And who do you want to give a shout-out out there to?
My dad.
And dad's name is?
Eric.
Eric. Eric, Jesse says hi. Thank you for being our guest, Jesse.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
And we were on mute that whole time. It's the second half now. It's 21-0, Harbor Beach over Brown City. Start the second half. Harbor Beach kicked off to Brown City. And it's still at 12-minute mark since the ball went out of bounds there to start off the second half. So Brown City will take over at their own 35-yard line. Moving left to right across the radio, Sarkeski under center. One man in the backfield, back to pass to start the second half. And it's complete to number 86, Tyler Banks. He brings it in, and he has about a 14-yard gain. He's out to the 49-yard line, barely in their own territory. First down, Brown City.
Forced out of bounds by Aaron Ginther. Again, that's been his favorite receiver tonight, and picked up a nice chunk as the Brown City Green Devils are going to have to put a score on, because they can't let the Pirates get the football back, because eventually they're going to put it in the house.
I agree. I don't think Harbor Beach expected a pass play on the first half of the first play of the second half. This one's a handoff, though, to number 24. That's the fullback, Jacob Primo, and there's a flag on the play. I thought I saw a face mask out there on first down and 10 at the 49-yard line.
Well, Coach Rubel's got his defense as we got Puff and number 52 in on the play, Brandon Oswald, as they're doing a nice job of gain tackling, but they grabbed a hold of the mask, so it's going to cost the Pirates 5 or 15 here. We'll see what they decide to do.
That's face mask, according to the official word on the Pirates. That's going to push them back. And they're going 15 yards. They're going the distance here, so that pushes them into Harbor Beach territory. Now down to about the 35-yard line on the dot at the far hash. And the left hash is for Brown City, moving left to right across your radio with 11:45 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leads 21-0. Then, Ron, we have a score at halftime from our friends at WTGV Sandusky, 97.7 on your dial. That's Reese 20, Sandusky 15. And this is a keeper for Spekeski around the right side. He's pushed out of bounds finally at the 23-yard line. That is going to be good enough for a first down by about 3 yards. That's a gain of 13.
Sloan Klosky made the force out for the Pirates, and this is the first time the Green Devils have penetrated deep into the Pirate territory.
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Brown City Green Devils. Made some good adjustments here, according as far as the second half goes here for, on at least on offense. Spekeski had a complete pass to Tyler Banks for 14 yards, and then Spekeski kept it for himself for 13 yards in the last play. Two first downs in the mix, and a face mask pushes ahead about 45 yards. They're on the 24-yard line of Harbor Beach. Spekeski keeping this one for himself, tries to roll left, but not much going there. Pushes ahead for about 2 yards, brought down at the 22-yard line. It's going to be a gain about a yard or two, depending on the placement. Second down, 11:15 remain in the third. 21-0, Harbor Beach over Brown City.
Tom Sutherland making the hit for the Pirates, along with a couple other friends.
And like I was saying earlier, Ron, at halftime, Reese led Sandusky 20-15 at halftime. That's from our friends at WTGV and 97.7 FM.
That's closer than I thought it would be.
Absolutely, and that Sandusky traveling over to Reese, and the winner of that game plays the winner of this game. So it's second and 8 now for the Green Devils after a 2-yard gain. Who had that last one there? That was a keeper?
Yes.
Keeper from Spekeski. And Spekeski back to pass once again to the right side. Almost picked off. Pass was intended for number 86, Tyler Banks. It was in the hands of Sloan Klosky, and he just dropped it.
Well, he's not used to getting the ball thrown to him. You got to hand the ball to the kid. And he dropped it right there, just like he dropped a bag of apples.
Okay, I'll go with that one. Second and 8 now for the Green Devils. They're on the 22-yard line. Folks, when it's time for braces, head to Orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison on Hanselman Street in Bad Axe. Trust your smile, Dr. Larry Eggison. Third and 8 for the Green Devils. They're on the Harbor Beach 21-yard line now with 10:30 remaining, with the clock stopped after the incomplete pass. They are loading the left side of the set, and it's a handoff to number 30, Nate Primo, who pushes ahead for about 6 yards, just shy of the first down marker at the 15-yard line, about shy of a first down by a yard.
So there you saw the running effort by Primo as he was bounced off several tacklers and finally brought down by Derek Puff.
And our friends also out there, Almont, against Clawson in Division 5, if you're curious. Almont's leading 37-0 over Clawson at halftime. So blowout there. It's fourth down here, though. Fourth and 2 for Brown City at the 15-yard line. And Spekeski keeps for himself, rolls to his right, back to pass, and he has number 24 open, but number 2. Was that number 2 over there? No. He ran way out there. Pass was intended for number 24. Pass was broken up
By
number 2, Travis Esmaker. Good hands on that right at the goal line. And that's going to be a turnover of downs for Brown City, and Harbor Beach's offense comes back on the field. Good defensive stop there.
Well, the quarterback made a big mistake there. He should have ran it for the first down. He had it in front of him, but he had his mind made up. He was going to throw the football, and he could have ran for the first down.
So first down for the Pirates. T formation moving right to left across their radio at the 15-yard line, and they're deep in their own territory. And this is a pitch out to the left side to Aaron Ginther, 47, breaks one free tackle. He's out to the 30. He's out to the 35.